Anti-torture experts at the UN stopped short of declaring the United States in breach of human rights laws, but expressed grave concern about many issues, including prisoner detention, sexual violence in prisons, and illegal immigrants. The Committee on Torture also addressed alleged abuses in Ukraine, Venezuela, and Australia as investigators wrapped up their latest session at the Geneva-based Human Rights Council on Friday. Asked whether the US had breached the Human Rights Convention by continuing to detain prisoners without charge or trial at Guantanamo Bay facility in Cuba, Special Rapporteur Alessio Bruni replied that it was a grey area.
Definitely, I would say that this is a grey area in all respects, because detention facility has been created for categories of persons which have not been clearly defined, or some of them have been defined, some of them are not. Either they are enemy combatants, others are subjected to the law of war.
Mr. Bruni went on to underline that torture anywhere the US exerted its authority would not be tolerated.
One thing should be clear, nevertheless, that the interpretation of the convention is now, for the United States administration, is that the absolute prohibition of torture is valid for any prisoners, including in Guantanamo and any other detention facilities. It's valid everywhere for anybody, and of course any violation of these instructions would be a violation of the law.
He said that torture was just one of numerous areas where things needed to be changed by Washington. Other issues included solitary confinement in maximum security prisons that Mr. Bruni said could be up to 23 hours per day for decades at a time. Such treatment only aggravates the problem, he said. He also cited concerns over sexual violence and rape in prisons, but recognised that the US had taken steps to address the issue. On the issue of unaccompanied minors from Mexico crossing into the US, the committee said the accent should be on care and not detention. Committee Chairman Jens Modvig reiterated President Obama's comments that torture had been committed and that lines had been crossed, though there was now a process of making up with the past. Mr. Modvig said that the 10-strong panel would be following U.S. progress closely.
Of course, the committee takes an interest in how is this done, and is it done in a sufficient way. And like Mr. Bruni said, we have certain concerns about whether investigations are fully, thoroughly completed, and whether punishment of law enforcement, when they have crossed the line, are actually effectively put in place.
The committee is tasked with reviewing the records of the 156 countries that have ratified the Convention Against Torture. Daniel Johnson, United Nations.